There is hunger, and there is thirst. The latter is more important to our survival, more essential than the other. The problem is in diversity, partly and necessity. When something is a necessary chore, it can be neglected as such. But here in this deep place, we're able to spruce it up a little, build anchors and connections in your brain, give you the tools to slake your thirst a little more regularly. We should generally drink more liquid than we do, and more water in particular, at least if one is able. But we develop habits. We get in a kind of a rut when it comes to the regular consumption of fluids that are necessary. A little reminder and a bit of conditioning, a useful trigger, a message from a deep place that comes at specific times and ties itself to specific events, a reinforcement of what you already know is best for you. But perhaps you have problems executing and utilizing the regular slaking of your thirst as a vehicle for self-improvement. Meditate on this. In the deep parts of you are mechanisms used to integrate helpful information, but doing so on your own is more difficult than doing it with reference to some outside game, a dynamic we set up, a discussion with someone who's trying to help. Words from outside, advice from someone you've chosen to listen to, someone whose phrasing and statements you have chosen to weigh and inspect. That kind of information is processed differently, and perhaps with more weight than the mere thought you ought to do something. Taken from within, it doesn't have as much influence over you. Maybe it'll be more persuasive, and I can hand you some recurring thoughts, some nourishment for the self. When you are in this appropriate place, the appropriate circumstances, you'll feel that reminder from within, a thing we will establish today, telling you, hey, maybe you should drink some water. You can get a water bottle, or just pour yourself some when the time is right. That is in the future. Right now, all you need to do is listen. Only you know your circumstances, but we can all use the reminder to drink water now and then. It has a number of knock-on benefits throughout the body. It's used in lubricating musculature, replenishing key hydration in cells, and insulating your brain. Maybe some of the words that follow will add an intriguing extra dimension to your consumption of the necessary liquid. This is a simple little piece of thought, an interesting set of rules, a mental game for you to play, but it's also an enhancement to your life, to the safety and health of your body, a small thing often neglected that can add a lot of utility. When you're going to a deep meditative place where you rest and hear words like these, soothing enhancements, the most tempting, most effective, most striking, deepest embedded thoughts in your mind are those words and concepts which are unambiguously good for you, nourishing, restorative, things which go to the very heart of your subconscious desire, inflame a need for self-improvement. In that vein, you know you should be drinking more water. Sure, you need a certain amount of liquid in a day, but many drinks have sugars or can end up with you more thirsty after drinking than you ought to be. Many tempting alternatives do exist, but they should be in addition to, not instead of ordinary water. There are some simple augmentations to your routine, which can run through you, reinforce themselves, and subtly, even invisibly, improve health and habit. So we'll focus on those, lay them out for your mind, and if they are appealing and helpful, your waiting subconscious mind will take them on board. A matter of conditioning, imbued with the same authority that you are inclined to give to other words and concepts obtained through the soothing words of files like these. The nourishment of your body, prevention of dry mouth, help in filtering and restoring the self. It's a lot of little things. Consuming a few liters of water each day seems like a chore at first glance, but like so many things you can affect from this deep, relaxing place, it can be invisibly added to your perception of the world. As so many things we might go deep and condition ourselves to do, may seem like a chore at first, but once integrated into your psyche, it's just another rule of the game of your existence, another tiny covenant between us, where you relax and do it, hands moving automatically to pour water, to drink, to replenish, carrying yourself to a place to do so, when certain conditions are met. Setting up some triggers can be helpful. In a more conventional approach, you might set a phone alarm, and you're still welcome to do that. Or you could add a large glass of pure water to your morning routine, to your evening ritual before supper. Do things like freeze bits of lemon in ice cubes and use those to chill your drinks. All of these things could provide stimulus, reminder, encouragement, an improvement to self that quenches a thirst. But here in this deep, relaxing place, we have alternatives. Exploration of hypnotic pleasures often becomes a conversation about unconventional thirsts, about yearnings you wouldn't normally have, being enhanced to where they are simply immutable rules of your world. Well, let remembering to take in enough fluids be part of that set of rules. Let's first discuss things that dehydrate you. Sure, after a run or a workout, if such things are part of your routine, you might automatically go get some water. And after exertion, after you've run your body as it wants to be run some of the time, made it work, you'll have dehydrated a bit. In that moment, that dehydrated state, any water you taste will be sweeter, will run down your throat, chilling your body from inside to out, removing excess warmth, and you might imagine you can taste delicious tiny variations of flavor in what is otherwise a rather mundane drink, cleansing your throat, leaving you nourished, restored, refreshed from that state where you really needed a drink of water. Well, that pleasure you take in water after exertion is stored in your brain. It is an experience you have. And when we are in this deep, relaxing place, you have access to the toolbox of your prior experiences. You can call them forth and associate them with new things. What if your response every time you drank a glass of water was the same need for nourishment, revelry in the simple things of clear, clean, cool water flowing down your throat that you experience when you really need to drink it? Going from parched to nourished adds an element of pleasure and enjoyment that can be quite useful in making this a regular habit. See that vision of you drinking clear, cool water when you really need it. Visualize in your mind's eye. Feel the pleasure you feel when, parched, water cool and clear and wonderful flows into your body. and makes you once more hydrated and whole. Lock the memory of that moment, the image. Taste cool, clear water on your tongue after not having had it a while. It's all right to sip some and let yourself be restored. From now on, when you taste clear water flowing down your throat, entering your body, nourishing your cells, lubricating your musculature and protecting your brain. This protection function is what your subconscious is here to look for, and is why it may be so interested in taking these rules, these suggestions, these improvements, and making them part of you. Your subconscious is out to protect and nourish, and that's just what's happening. And now, that same pleasurable, tasty illusion, which attaches to water ingested after exertion, after trial, or when you haven't had water for a while, that same pleasant taste attaches to all water you ingest, consumed at other times. You need water in your diet. Your system is often undernourished. And in the day-to-day, with sweet drinks and caffeinated beverages tempting people astray, you may sometimes neglect to drink as much pure, clear water as you should. So we present some opportunities, some triggers, some improved conditioning relating to water, how it just tastes better from now on, and we let your mind do the work. After all, if we make this an attractive treat in its own right, something you feel your brain rewarding you for, then a positive feedback loop of beneficial habit will be formed and anchored in your waiting mind. Those are the rules of the game, the little modifications to your normal functioning, the improvement of taste, and yes, some specific times you ought to drink a cup of water and let yourself be nourished, lubricated, restored, refreshed, flowing smooth and clean down your throat, replenishing needed fluids, replacing what might be lost in the busy hustle of a long day. So, taste. Improvement to taste, sure, but then there are also time cues you can use to improve your water intake. And being as deep in trance as we are, you and I can add some knock-on benefits associated with achieving your goal to improve your water intake. So, there are some key times you can add water to your daily routine. Now, when I say water, I mean about a cup, in whatever container. Maybe a long drink from your water bottle, or water poured into a glass. However you get it, it's better to get it. Drink and feel it restore and refresh. You are in this deep place after all, so it's okay to let yourself feel pleasure when you achieve this admittedly simple goal. Turn your mind to it. Here, in a trance, you can turn your mind to a problem, a modification, an enhancement, and allow yourself to contemplate solutions to it. Fewer things get in the way. And my voice and words and suggestions may be very persuasive to you. The restoration of self, the improvement of your life, these are things your subconscious mind is on the lookout for, things you want to integrate into your life. When a trigger, a piece of conditioning, a rule of the game we play is positive and beneficial for you, it can be more seamlessly integrated into your mind and habits. It's all right to feel pleasure at times when you let a large glass of water become part of your day. When you go to drink something caffeinated, that should be your first signal that a bit of water is needed in your system. You know the stuff. Coffee, soda, anything that tends to not completely replace fluid at the level you're drinking. Drink a cup of water first. Just go ahead. It has all those beneficial effects, lubricating your musculature, protecting your brain, restoring hydration to your cells. Let yourself feel the tingling pleasure you often feel when things associated with trance happen to you. Let yourself feel it when you drink water. A teasing enjoyment at the edge of your mind, plus the delicious taste as if you really needed, as if you'd been parched. That kind of pleasure response you get from drinking water you've been looking forward to during a workout or exertion. Anchor that response, that thought, in your head. When you drink a cup of water for any reason, it is the water you needed, you wanted, which nourishes and makes you feel quite a bit better. Tie and anchor that to the right kind of thought in your mind. That, firstly, you should drink water any time you go to drink something caffeinated. Drink water first, and it'll offset the reduced fluid value of the caffeinated beverage. Drink a cup of water before each meal, too. That's another good trigger. Make yourself drink it, and you'll feel that delicious, tingling, hypnotically associated pleasure at having done something holistically good for your body, which will make the meal that follows taste even better. Food will taste better with that "I really needed that" feeling that you have about the water you just drank. Drink water before you drink something caffeinated. Drink water before each meal. Try to have your meals regularly, because then you'll meet your fluid amounts in a timely fashion. Since you should stop drinking water fairly early, before going to bed, to make sure that you drink far enough from bedtime. But really, keep it in mind throughout the day. Feel a thirst at the core of you, a built-up sensation made of all the times you've had just a little bit too little water, not enough, in your daily intake. Drink deeply to make up for those times. Restore yourself. The third and final circumstance in which you should have a drink of water is whenever you rise from a deep, relaxing, soothing trance. You already have a process by which you rise up from trance. You stretch. Maybe you articulate your limbs. You make sure you feel comfortable. Your brain processes whatever we talked about in that trance. Well, add to that routine going and getting a cup of water and drinking it, letting it flow down your throat like delicious nectar, like a nourishing restorative, like the very thing which you needed, which turns the key, rejuvenates your connection to your body, as if you return from the deep places you will adventure as the water flows down your throat, restoring you and anchoring your return to this place. And under it all, as the water pours into your body, becomes part of you, a sense of pleasure and satisfaction tied to a deep, subconscious, trancey part of you. Something you needed. A place where your brain knows you're doing the right thing, nourishing yourself, creating a new version of your old habits, where you drink more fluids and lubricate your muscles, protect your brain, rejuvenate your cells. Drink a cup of water and you'll feel two reinforcement mechanisms happen. Firstly, because your mind is simulating what it feels like when you really need a drink of water. It'll just taste better at those times when you drink, as it does after a workout or a run, or on a hot day, or when you've forgotten to drink water for a while. That's what it'll taste like, feel like, a nourishing requirement your mind rewards you for drinking. Water as a restorative, delicious in its own right, not just function, but enjoyable in form as well. And the other reinforcement mechanism you will feel is simply the reward sensation that comes from winning at a game, from executing the hypnotic requests given to you now, according to the rules we've set out. An achievement of the mind, which you appreciate from this vantage point of deep entrancement. Your brain will remember that we set out these rules, these ideas, these contemplative departures from the norm, specific times to drink water, these rules and ideas about the condition of your body. If you're drinking water at those predefined times, then you're achieving your goal. Achieving your goals is an enjoyable improvement to your life. And so, pleasure which comes from a deep, relaxing place will wash over you when you drink at appropriate times. The times to drink water include when you're about to have a caffeinated beverage, before each meal, and when you rise from trance as part of your routine after you listen to a file like this one. Choose those times. Let the improved sense of taste and deeply implanted sense of accomplishment reinforce these habits each and every time. A self-perpetuating cycle that makes you more and more likely to incorporate the regular, safe drinking of a cup of water to your daily routine. This incorporation of more water will lubricate musculature, protect your brain, hydrate your cells, make you feel less parched and more cooled, and it'll defend against incidental dehydration that crops up out in the busy world. After all, when we're out there are many distractions which induce fixation and draw you away from remembering simple yet essential habits like this one, like getting enough fluids. The only way to counteract the bustle and distraction of the wider world in which you immerse yourself every day, only way to counteract that is to make beneficial habits into subconscious behavior. Make them into things you just automatically do, part of your routine. By introducing the pleasurable feedback loop of drinking water and feeling like you're quenching a rising thirst, feeling accomplishment from a deep, trancey subconscious place in accordance with the triggers we've set out here, you'll help yourself in doing so. You will restore yourself. You will become more complete, especially if you form the habits to associate with specific times in your daily routine. If it's part of your routine, it's practically an invisible but reassuring part of your day. Drink a cup of water before you have any kind of caffeinated beverage. Drink a cup of water before each meal. Make it part of routine. Let yourself treat it that way. Water, delicious, flowing down your throat. Any salt or caffeine taken with the meal later will be canceled out to some degree by the water intake beforehand. Lastly, every time you rise from a deep, restful place like this, where you meditate over helpful, welcome words that assist you in changing your behavior and developing new habits, well, at such times you should have a cup of water as you rise. You might stretch, feeling the motive force slowly return to your muscles as they become possible to move. You might look around or rub your eyes or let out a yawn. But when the initial things you do while rising out of trance are out of the way and done, you will then go get a cup of water for yourself. Drink deeply. Feel it splashing cool down your throat, relieving even the parchedness you might not have noticed was affecting you. Tasting like a nourishing drink after a long thirst or exerting exercise. You will feel the sense of reassuring reinforcement that you are accomplishing one of the objectives of the game we've set out for your mind here today. Doing what you set out to do. To see this in action, you should perhaps let yourself stretch, feel your eyes slowly open as you rise, and go get a cup of water to drink.